Well, a prominent American business group has a warning against President Donald Trump's escalating trade war, saying it endangers local companies and jobs. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has highlighted the consequences of Trump's tariffs on metal imports. It says key trading partners have hit back with reciprocal tariffs on $75 billion in American exports so far. According to the group's president, Washington's move only raises prices for everyone. The business lobbying group has also highlighted vulnerable exports from U.S. states that had supported Trump in his surprise 2016 presidential victory. It says the exports included over $2 billion in Michigan steel and aluminum goods, as well as autos, and $1.7 billion in Pennsylvania steel, iron, coffee, and baked goods. Crossing over to Irvine, California, joined by Mr. Paul Sheldonfoot, professor of accounting, California State University. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, your take on all of this. Do you agree with the Chamber of Commerce, or do you agree more with President Donald Trump's way of doing things?
Recently, some members of Trump's administration actually suggested a good idea, which he didn't do. That's mirror tariffs. Or you simply say to the rest of the world, we'll simply have the tariffs that you already have. I mean, it makes us look like America's the only country with tariffs. So he's played that stupidly. Anyone who's ever read a book on negotiating knows that a good negotiator goes for win-win. You care about the other party. You don't come across as not caring about the other party. And you simply say, we've been losing in this country, which is true. But instead, what he's done is the mugger approach. In this country, if someone comes up to you with a gun, they say your money or your life. That's what he's doing with Iran right now. We're going to cut off your oil and turn the country into a basket case economically and start a revolution, or you get on your knees and beg to support us. That's criminal operations. That's not negotiating. He claims to be a great negotiator. He hasn't read a single book on negotiating. He knows nothing about negotiating.
So where do you see this going? I mean, every day we see a new move by Trump, and it seems to be antagonizing more and more countries. Is he going to face blowback from within the country, outside of the country? Or do you just think that he is trying to show that he's a tough negotiator to actually try to get his way, and perhaps some countries will give in to what he's requesting or demanding?
He's a short-sighted politician. He's looking to November's elections only. He has to show the voters that he's done something. I mean, one thing that you could do is say, we're going to withdraw from the World Trade Organization, or we'll renegotiate it. Well, that might take 10 years to make a new system. Well, he'll be long gone from office before then. So he is desperate for something that shows I'm doing something right now. The problem is what he's doing is terrible. It makes us look like criminals in the world market. It's hurting the emerging markets. It's hurting the world economy. And it's going to end up hurting Americans and American jobs. And if that happens before November, then members of his party are in deep trouble.
All right, thanks so much for being with us out of Irvine, California, Mr. Paul Sheldonfoot, professor of accounting, California State University.